Today we're going to talk to my son Samuel. He's my oldest child. He's been married for 5 years and is the father of two. He's also an inventor with an issued patent. Thank you so much for being here, Samuel, and for being willing to talk to us. And I really appreciate your time. Is there anything you want to add to my introduction?
It's only fitting that I go first, being the oldest.
Well, I've talked to actually some of your siblings trying to get them to come.
What?
So one wants to do it.
I thought they went first. I was
no,
upset.
No, none of them want to talk except for the twins. So.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So I'll ask you some questions. And okay. So what did you like about being from a large family?
The fact that every time you told someone how big the family was, they're like, oh my gosh. And then it was even better, like, yeah, we're all homeschooled. You could add that in and throw in, oh, we didn't have a TV either. Oh, like, I just love the, like, awe factor of it. And then when people say, I'm from a big family. Oh, really? Yeah. Five. Oh, okay, that's cool. Like, I just like the one-up part.
Well, you'd give
I didn't do anything, right. But I can win every time, pretty much.
That's funny. You gave me a good segue also, because I was going to ask about the TV. So you weren't raised with a TV ever.
No.
Do you have any regrets about that? Like,
no.
No? So you don't feel like that was
a
really weird?
No, not a TV. No. Like, other things, I'm sure there's things like I probably regret, but a TV, no. Like, I still don't have one.
True.
I watch a lot of things on my phone. I won't lie about that. I watch a lot of YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, but then you can't pick and choose. You have no commercials.
I don't have commercials. I don't get stuck watching random stuff. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, so what didn't you like about from a big family?
Probably right. I think it was after the twin boys, Nicholas and David. I think there was a lot of time where you didn't even leave the house.
Right.
That was the hardest time.
It was.
Because I was like 13, 14.
You were 14.
Yeah, 14, and we didn't go anywhere.
Right. That
no
that was
sports.
I think it was hard for everybody because we could two babies really changed the whole dynamic of everything because.
Yeah.
We couldn't really go for like 3 or 4 months anywhere.
Yeah, it was literally 3 months. I think I didn't leave the house.
Right, because we took the chance not that one baby would lose it, but they would both lose it at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was
And weird. I think it was hard too because I was older.
Right. I could
see
that.
Wanted to have friends or go play or sports or whatever, and I couldn't because I couldn't drive.
Right.
So that was definitely the hardest.
Now, talking about the twins, you actually traveled with me all the way to France with two 10-month-old twins.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay, so
it
was that
bad.
Okay, so you don't see it as like it was really tough or anything because you carried actually one of those babies on your back for me.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
It was
worse. We were out of the house. I think that's why it wasn't that bad. It was worse to be at home.
Yeah, I could see that. It was hard for everybody.
Yeah, we didn't leave. Like I literally was like, I think it's been 3 months since I've been somewhere. I remember thinking that.
Yeah, it literally was. I think the first time that I drove after the twins was in December when we went to pick up our Christmas tree. And I hadn't been, I couldn't drive at the end of my pregnancy because I was so big, but it had been like months since I had driven.
You were huge.
Yeah. So I couldn't really, we didn't go anywhere because, handling two newborns in a store was just
Well,
crazy.
And then on top of the six other kids.
Right.
Seven other kids.
I could see that.
That was definitely.
Also, I did a podcast with Alicia. She was actually my first guest.
Yeah, but not your first child guest.
No, you're my first child guest. Yeah. And in talking, we were sharing with her that some individual have said you have an accent. And that we determined that maybe you had picked up words from me.
I think I do, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah, so do you hear my accent?
Not usually.
Okay, so
there are some words, obviously. I pick on you sometimes when I pick
right.
up. Right. But I actually say some of those words wrong, too, and then I found out that I say I'm wrong, like at work and stuff. People say, what did you just say?
Yes, and it when you told me that, but then other people, like Jeremy, I've had the same issue of other kids. I've said, people are like, you have an accent. You say some words funny, and you're like, we do, and we figured that was probably because you were raised by me.
Yeah. I don't hear it too much with you, but there are some words where you add like a little like French ending to it. You know,
well, what I say wrong, I know, because you usually will pick
yeah,
up
I
on
have
me
to.
About yeah, you'll
yeah,
pick on me about that. So,
of course.
Could you pick it up? Do you pick it up more now?
Yeah.
Than you did as a child.
Oh, of course.
As a child, you were. It was
I was clueless as a child. That's why I said all the words
like
wrong.
My mom is
I had
a
no
foreigner.
Idea.
Yeah.
No, I knew you were a foreigner, but
right.
I didn't really pick up on words that
That's
you
funny.
Said weird or wrong.
I know that most Americans obviously came from immigrants. Most of us. At some point, you know, she came from another country. So, but you actually have a parent that is a first generation. I mean, I'm the first immigrant.
Yeah.
And obviously your father is not. How has that impacted your life, I think, or your heritage?
Another cool factor. Be like, yeah, my mom's from France. Really? Yeah, I've been there 6 times. You know, you can always shock people. I love that. I don't know why. I love that.
Yeah,
that. I think it's really cool. I think you're lucky and I'm lucky, but we also have, like, the shortfall of, like, most immigrants come from nothing
right.
to come here.
Right.
I think you had the advantage of coming here because you wanted to.
Right.
To learn or right. to see or whatever. But not having that. There's a woodpecker knocking on our wall. You had that advantage. But I think a lot of immigrant families have the disadvantage, which in the end becomes an advantage. When they come here with nothing, they create something. So I think that's really cool. I don't see you as, like, an... I know you... migrated here, but I don't see you as an immigrant. If that
right, like I left to leave my country because yeah. I had no choice. Yeah, we have a guest. Yeah. There's actually, we got the kids quiet just to get a woodpecker pecking at the wall.
I've never heard him.
But yeah, I guess as far as immigrant people, like that came here, felt compelled to come here
yeah.
because of where they were. I didn't have that.
Exactly. And I think, obviously, that's a good thing. I don't think you want to have like, oh, it was so rough. I had to come to the
right.
U.S. to make a better life. But I think in the end, a lot of times immigrants, that works out for them. They use that to their advantage. They
right.
push harder because they have all this opportunity and new thing. And I think that would have been cool because I feel like that would have been like a chip on everybody's shoulder.
Right.
And I think that like that would have, you know, helped everybody in the family kind of, you know, have that different mindset of not
right.
having anything and trying to make something.
Right.
But other than that, I think it's really cool.
Well,
I enjoyed being in France and stuff.
What was your favorite thing about going to France?
Going to France.
So it didn't matter what we did there or anything like
no.
that?
No. Usually I was very bored. We went in September, so the water was always cold.
Well, we've got... Well, depending on where we were. In my town in September, you still could swim. In Brittany, it's always cold.
Yeah.
But
so the ocean's always cold. Nobody really surfs there.
Well, you don't have waves. It's
yeah.
kind of a prerequisite for
yeah.
surfing.
So nobody surfs there. Nobody really boogie boards. Nobody does anything fun at the beach but take off their clothes and bathe in the water.
Some would call that fun.
Now I could understand. But no, just not that interesting.
What about the food?
The food is the best part of France. I don't really think there's anything I didn't like besides when we had, what are they called? The things on the shell.
Oysters.
Oysters. I don't know if I don't like oysters. It's just that you guys would take salt-watered oysters,
mm-hmm.
put salt on them.
I don't think... Did
you
we,
guys put salt on...
Yeah,
and then lemon. So it's just salty, lemony... Like, it was so salty. I couldn't get over the salt. I felt like I was just licking a salt brick, which I've done, so I don't... But yeah, that was, like, probably the only thing I couldn't do. But I like everything else.
Bakeries, pastries.
Bakeries are the best. Like, people talk about, oh, I had a crescent. A crescent, as they call them here.
Right.
Over there, you can't beat.
Like, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You pretty much have to... What was it? The second to the last time we went? We tried every bakery. You had to go to every bakery we passed and try something. Remember that? Yeah, that
yeah.
was awesome. Bread. Their butter's better. And as
huh.
an American, you have to know, like, butter's good.
But it's unsalted there. We have unsalted butter.
We always got salted when we went, though.
Did we? I don't
yeah.
remember.
They use... Yeah, puppy and stuff uses unsalted,
yeah,
and then we get salted.
I don't,
but it's like
that.
Thicker and like yellower,
mm-hmm.
like richer, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I get yelled at.
Yeah, because you're using
too, yeah, too
yeah
much
your
butter.
Grandpa was like too much butter.
Yeah, he get yeah.
he was particular.
Yeah, just a little.
Well, he lived through the wars at a time when they
yeah.
really had to. He still had that mentality that you had to really watch out, like sugar and butter were. Like things that you didn't really see.
Yeah, they were
the
like desserts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cherries.
You had to have
items.
A healthy respect for those things. That's kind of how
I
you
did.
Saw it.
So I ate them while I had them.
So I'm curious about something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mom thing. You have two brothers and not only I'm married, but I've moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are pretty much not in touch the whole entire time. It's like you don't talk for months or weeks or whatever. But then I noticed when we went to Durango for Jeremy's wedding, you see your brothers, and right away, you're like, it's like you haven't been apart. You just...
Yeah.
That's so weird. It's like that connection.
Thing.
But that connection is just still so neat, because you're in the room, and it's you start laughing, and you're just...
Yeah. When you grow up with your brothers for your whole life, you don't I don't know. Nothing really skips a beat besides experiences, you know, together.
Right.
They live in a better place for sure. It's more, it's prettier. There's more things to do, I think.
Right.
There's there's three different lakes within 45 minutes right. of each other. I like that part, but yeah, I don't know. It's probably a guy thing. Like me and Isaac haven't seen each other since my like two birthdays ago or something like that.
Right.
And we just see each other and we catch up and we kind of get back. I think it's a guy thing for the most part.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a brother thing.
I think it is. Like you just, I don't know. Like I said, we even like homeschool, we were always together.
Right.
So like, I mean, me and Jeremy used to go hunting together or spend the night at Grandpa's together.
So it's just need to see because you're like, all right. And it's like nothing changed.
Yeah,
like
nothing yeah. really changes.
That's really cool. When we were talking with Alicia, she mentioned the ceremony we do for you guys. And obviously you were the first one to have one.
Yeah. Where's my sword? My sword is somewhere around here. I think it's in my closet.
So how was that experience for you? Did that mean anything? Was it meaningful?
I don't think it means as much really in the physical
uh-huh.
as it does like just to sit down I think with the older gentlemen or men or whatever and just kind of just have a talk I guess
right
because as a 16 year old or whatever right. you really don't feel like a man and I still don't feel like a man. I'm 24 like I literally got told like 3 days ago that I look like I'm 19, act like I'm 19. I'm like, sweet. Like, that's good. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Like, I don't feel like it really, like, makes you anything because I feel like any time in, like, let's say, like, the Romans or, you know, something like that, right. something crazy where they had, like, a huge ceremony and that, like, your life literally changed after
right.
that. It doesn't really do that here, but I think it is cool that we sit down and, like, respect that part. You know what
okay.
I mean? But it doesn't, it's not, like, I think, you know, the Indians, they used to go off for
right.
like weeks and wait for a raven to flow, whatever,
right.
whatever they used to do. And that meant like you were a man now and your whole life changed after that.
Right.
And it doesn't, nothing changes.
Okay. And now you got to participate in four of your brother's ceremony. The last
yeah.
one being Gabriel's. How was that now as a participant and gotten to talk to your brothers? Was that like when you think of Gabriel? Because it seemed like you had a lot of, you put a lot of weight in what you had to say. So how is that for you?
I mean, it's, like I said, 16. So then what Jeremy's came around, I was maybe 17, 18.
Right.
So I really haven't experienced anything. And just like as time went on, I had more to give to Gabriel.
Right.
So that was probably like the most. And I think it was cool too. The really cool thing was like Jeremy and Eric have both had a lot more life experience.
Right.
So like we understood like I was married for what, 3 years before any of them were.
Right.
Or 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. So, like, they had no idea what I was talking about.
Right.
And this time it was, like, Eric was understanding. Jeremy was about to understand. Or,
right.
had, you know, had that, like, semi-understanding. And plus, like, we were all adults now.
Right.
Gabriel's still not an adult.
Right.
Jacob still doesn't, like, have a job, like, a solid job. So, like, he didn't understand that part. But, like, the three of us, we all experienced something.
Right.
And we all had, like, the same life, like, things that you realize, like, you know, just, you know, stresses or whatever that was pretty cool.
So
I had fun with that.
Do you feel like that's a tradition you want to do, continue with your kids or not really? Like, it's not.
Like I said, I don't feel like anything changes after, but I do think it's cool. So when, you know, I'm 35 or 40 and Jeremy's 35, you know what I mean? When we all have this thing, we could pass this down to our young men. I think that's going to be pretty cool. But I don't feel like it's crucial.
Well, I never thought about it that way, that if you have, like, one for Jordan, that his uncles could be there and potentially...
His cousins
and
yeah.
stuff like that.
I think that's a cool tradition. But, again, like I said, I don't think anything changes after it.
Right. What's your favorite family tradition that we have?
Ooh, favorite. The Christmas tree.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, for sure the Christmas tree. And you guys have been awful at Christmas trees ever since I moved out.
Because they're only 10 feet tall
instead
of like 11.
They're just not bushy enough.
Yeah.
I think it was the one the year right before I moved out. We had the biggest, bushiest Christmas tree. Like, it made the living room look small.
You're very particular about your Christmas
yes.
tree. Their height and how thick they are
yes.
and how wide they are.
Yes.
And so we hear about it every single time because we go together.
I like
still.
My Christmas trees like I like my women.
Let's not, tall and bushy.
No,
we may have a talk with your wife about that one. Yeah.
No, so. The Christmas tree is, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, you're actually the one that had a fit one time, because we were by where the lot where we go and get our tree, but it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought it was just perfect, since we were in town, to just go pick up the tree, because we live at least 30 minutes away from town. I was like, perfect, we're in the middle of town, let's go get our tree. And you had a fit in the back. We can't pick up our tree until it's dark.
Yep.
So,
it has to be dark.
Right, so we had to come all the way home and go another time when it was dark.
I don't even really like decorating the tree that much.
It's the picking the tree. So it's... driving there and
the dark, the Christmas music last year I wasn't into, because it's like Christmas music hasn't changed since probably like grandpa was
right,
you know, there's a few new singers out there, right. But so like
Justin Bieber wasn't around when
Justin Bieber, that's the only time I really get
so it's more like it. The feelings that evokes in you more so than just picking the tree.
Yeah, well, and then it has to be a big tree, like there's nothing better than bringing back a monster tree, like,
that you will burn in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks. Yeah. Although, if you're me now, like, I wait till, you know, midsummer. I don't know why. It just sits out there in my yard. And then one day I decide, I'm going to light the Christmas tree.
This concludes part one of my talk with Samuel. And I hope you look forward to part two next week. I thank you for being here, and you have a great week.